It's still 25% more costly than a year ago. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrust.org/afterthefact. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A group of young heroes have to navigate a strange digital world in search of a wondrous prize in the year 2045. That's about the gist of the Spielberg picture that they call Ready Player One, whose main title by composer Alan Silvestri we just heard here on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, here for you for Film Music Friday. Tonight I've got comedy, tonight I've got drama, I've got suspense, I've got all sorts of tonal clashes, but I promise it'll all be a lot of fun because tonight it's all about games, movies that are about or inspired by games. Coming up later, we'll hear music from Jumanji, and later on, Tron. We'll even be a little bit on the nose with our theme tonight with music from The Game. That's all ahead of us tonight on Kansas Public Radio. We're going to continue naturally enough with, quite honestly, the very first idea I had for this program, a 1985 screwball comedy, a powerhouse cast with Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn, Christopher Lloyd, Michael McKean, Martin Mull, Leslie Ann Warren, and others that I don't quite recall right now, bringing to life the board game Clue, looking for the mystery of who killed Mr. Body. The music was provided by composer John Morris, and here's a little suite for you on Kansas Public Radio. That's from John Morris. Little Sweet from the 1985, shall we say, killer comedy, Clue, a movie I never tire of, here on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, more fun and games for you. We'll hear some things from the Matthew Broderick Computer Hacker Misadventure War Games, and then fun music from Tron with Wendy Carlos, all just ahead tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing procedures and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Here on the KU campus, we have some light rain and about a 40% chance of more showers and storms for this evening. Tomorrow's temperatures will be in the mid-80s, and we have a chance of showers tomorrow afternoon and an excellent chance of showers and storms for Saturday evening. So we just heard music from a movie where they brought a board game to life. In this next one, you play the board game and it comes to life and tries to take yours. As the hazards are real, as Robin Williams found out in Jumanji. With a very adventurous score provided by James Horner, we'll listen to some of it next with the Cincinnati Pops on Kansas Public Radio. That's from the 1995 adventure movie Jumanji, the board game you definitely don't want to play. But an amazing score was provided by composer James Horner, which we heard played there by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, here on Kansas Public Radio. Not the only time tonight that we'll hear music by James Horner. We'll have some more for you in the next hour when we listen to part of the score for Searching for Bobby Fischer in tonight's program. That's all about games. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Just a quick note that when your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to KPR. Learn about our Vehicles for Charity program. It's all out there at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Well, next I have something for you. This is from the one where Matthew Broderick plays a young computer genius in the 1980s who accidentally hacks into the Army's main World War III planning computer and sets off a doomsday ticking clock to nuclear Armageddon. Can they teach a learning computer that some games just aren't worth playing in time? I certainly hope so. This is from Arthur B. Rubinstein, music from War Games on KPR. That's by Arthur B. Rubinstein. Music from War Games, a movie about computers accidentally kicking off World War III in a disturbingly plausible scenario for the 1980s. It is 7:40. Thanks for being with us tonight on Film Music Friday. And still to come, a dash of music from The Hunger Games by James Newton Howard. That and much more still to come on tonight's show. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. We have showers here on the KU campus, 40% chance of more showers and storms for tonight. Temperatures in the mid-60s and temperatures around 83 for tomorrow. We have a chance of showers for Saturday afternoon. Excellent chance of showers and storms for Saturday evening. In this next selection, I'll admit, there's a lot of nostalgia for me involved in this one. This is from a movie I liked a lot back in the day as a kid. The story of Jeff Bridges getting zapped into the master control program's dreaded game grid in the movie Tron. The music was provided by Wendy Carlos, a film composer and specialist in electronic music whose work you've heard in The Shining and A Clockwork Orange. Here's her work for Tron on Film Music Friday. From Wendy Carlos, part of her score to the Disney classic Tron, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Hope you're enjoying tonight's program that's all about games. The news from NPR is just around the corner in a few short minutes, and I'll have much more for you in the next hour. Thanks for being with us tonight on KPR. You know, every day you hear the difference on the station. In-depth news and thoughtful civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. See, more than 97% of KPR's operating budget now comes from private support. So now, more than ever before, is the time to invest in KPR and the news that matters. Discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. That's called Rue's Farewell, from the score to The Hunger Games, music that was written by composer James Newton Howard, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and I'm going to say farewell to you for just a moment. I'll step aside for the news from NPR just up ahead. Then it's more fun and games in the next hour of Film Music Friday, where we'll enjoy something from the Schwarzenegger classic, The Running Man, plus music, as mentioned before, by James Horner from Searching for Bobby Fischer. We've got that and a whole lot more for you tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you can stick around.
Between AI.
Hear Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
World Cup action today. Morocco beat Scotland 1-0. Brazil and Haiti are competing now in Philadelphia. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A young woman marries into a bizarre and wealthy family who immediately try to kill her in a straight-up deadly game of hide-and-seek. That's about what's going on in the 2019 picture, Ready or Not, a strange mix of horror thrills and dark comedy. The music was provided by Brian Tyler, and we just heard the overture to that score here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you, and I hope you're ready for more fun and games. We'll have music tonight in this hour from The Hustler, Quiz Show, and from James Horner, music from Searching for Bobby Fischer, just all ahead tonight on KPR. Thanks for stopping by. Well, I hope you're ready to indulge me just a little bit more 80s nostalgia, because this is from 1987, when Arnold Schwarzenegger played Ben Richards, an army officer imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit and now forced to battle his way through a whole league of professional killers in the dystopian future's favorite TV program, The Running Man. Music was from Harold Faltermeyer. Here's some of it next on Film Music Friday. And that's from The Running Man, the game show where it's win or die, based on an old Stephen King story and a movie that got a remake just last year. But nothing tops the 87 Schwarzenegger classic, or the music that was contributed by one Harold Faltermeyer, tonight on Kansas Public Radio. More fun and games still to come. In a few minutes, we'll be getting familiar with the work of composer Mark Isham, and music he wrote for the film Quiz Show in just a few short minutes. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. A little light rain on the KU campus, 40% chance of showers this evening, temperatures in the mid-60s, and we'll have highs around 83 tomorrow, a chance of showers for Saturday morning, and an excellent chance of showers for Saturday evening. We'll leave the 1980s behind and dial things back all the way to 1961, when Paul Newman was a young man playing pool hustler Fast Eddie, who challenges the legendary Minnesota Fats, as played by Jackie Gleason in The Hustler, music by Kenyon Hopkins on KPR. That's by Kenyon Hopkins from the 1961 Paul Newman classic, The Hustler, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Just about 8:30. Still to come, music from James Horner and the film Searching for Bobby Fischer. That and more on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, when you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out. You can be here for KPR in the same way. Support us with an ongoing monthly gift, and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer at kansaspublicradio.org. While you're there, let us know what you think of Film Music Friday. Thank you for your support. Next on KPR, I've got something from a 1994 movie that was directed by Robert Redford, and which told the semi-true story about an old TV show, quiz show, called 21, one that got caught cheating by helping certain players have an advantage over others, and all in an effort to boost ad revenue, something that broadcast TV definitely never, ever did again. The music was by Mark Isham. Here's some of it next from Quiz Show on Kansas Public Radio. That's from the 1994 drama Quiz Show, with music by composer Mark Isham on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. A little suspenseful music there from composer Howard Shore from the 1997 drama with Michael Douglas, The Game, here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 15 minutes left in tonight's little program that's all about games. Afterwards, there'll be NPR News followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. Once again, I've got something for you from composer James Horner to wrap things up with. We'll listen to music next from a 1993 movie that told the story of the chess prodigy Joshua Waitzkin. Some music from a final and epic match of chess, with selections from Searching for Bobby Fischer, next on KBR. From James Horner, music from Searching for Bobby Fischer, here on Kansas Public Radio. And we've reached the end of this particular game. Hope you've enjoyed this evening's program that was all about games. I'm Jeff Watson, and I hope you can join me for next week's Film Music Friday, where I'll have for you whatever fun I can find. Keep it tuned right here for Jazz with Bob McWilliams, after the news from NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from